Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Mark Bastel. The New Testament reading for today is from Philippians 4. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned, in whatever situation I am, to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble, and you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today's text is the conclusion of Paul's letter to the Philippians, and the conclusion begins with that important word, therefore. In other words, based on everything I've already written about and we've already meditated about, living in Christ Jesus, the humility of Christ Jesus, righteousness through faith in Christ Jesus, the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, based on all of that, therefore, stand firm thus in the Lord. Stand firm in Christ Jesus, Paul says. Paul uses that phrase often, also to the Corinthians, Galatians, the Thessalonians. We Christians do not cower before the world, death, and the grave. We stand firm, confident, resolute, for we know that Christ has redeemed us and will deliver us. Thus, as Paul says, we need not be anxious in anything, but may rejoice in the Lord always. Why? For the Lord is at hand, here to serve his church, near to visibly return to bring home his church. Perhaps this is why the next words of our text have long been used at the end of sermons. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. While that is a faithful use of those words, I'd point out to you that the original context of those words is actually around prayer, not the conclusion of the proclamation, but prayer. Why would that be? Because God's answer to our prayer, prayer filled with supplication, thanksgiving, and if we're honest about ourselves, some anxiety, God's answer is not to conform his will to ours, but to conform our will to his. His answer to our prayer is to grant us peace that will guard our hearts and minds by always pointing us to Christ Jesus and the promise that Christ is here to serve us, near to visibly return to bring us home. This is why Paul urges the brothers to think on all those things that are true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise. For by definition, those belong to Christ and point us to him and remind us to stand firm in Christ Jesus. Indeed, that, he, is the firm foundation of daily life and of life together in the church, as Paul appeals, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, meaning in his own personal life and conduct, but also in his teaching and handing down the faith to the church. Practice these things, Paul says. Friends, think how much peace there is in the practice of the church's life. Certainly, we can think of our liturgical life together and think of the peace and calm that we have in conducting ourselves the same way, recognizable customs, handing down traditions, and that peace is ultimately found in gathering together at the feet of Christ Jesus, if you will, standing firm, or you might even say kneeling firm, to receive Christ Jesus and all of His word and sacrament gifts, and therein all of our strength for life's days. That peace and contentment in Christ also permits us to look at each other, sister congregations, the mission of the church, with generosity. Standing firm in Christ, I need not be anxious about preserving self, but may love others, be concerned for others, share the troubles of others. Isn't that how Paul thanks the Philippians? He says, "You were indeed concerned for me." And again, "It was kind of you to share my trouble." And again, "You sent me help for my needs once and again." Paul assures the Philippians, "I too stand firm in Christ Jesus. I've learned in whatever situation I am to be content." That's what's really meant by those words, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Those words don't mean, if you really put your mind to it, you can do anything. Just make sure you mention the name of Jesus. That's not true. They're not words of self-motivation, as they've been co-opted by America's religiosity. They're words of peace and contentment, safe in Christ Jesus. In that peace, you can assure your fellow Christians they have the same safety in Jesus as well. As Paul tells his beloved Philippians, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Indeed, friends, everything is safe in Christ Jesus. So stand firm in Him. Let us pray. O God, You have prepared for those who love You good things that surpass all understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward You that we, loving You above all things, may obtain Your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.